The word of God that guides us is from Luke chapter 12. Hear these words of Jesus. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. We examine this text under the theme, does Jesus bring peace or division? Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. That message of peace was proclaimed by the multitude of the heavenly host when they announced the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was consistent with what Isaiah the prophet once said concerning the Messiah. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. As a result, you and I generally associate Jesus with love and compassion and peace. And that's why we're so surprised and perplexed today when we hear Jesus say, do you think I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Wow, there is such a contrast here that we can't help but be a bit confused. So which is it? Did Jesus come to bring division or peace? Well, perhaps an analogy will help us understand. I want to bring to mind this morning your dentist. Yes, your dentist. Does your dentist cause pain or bring relief from pain? Of course, they often do both, right? And so it is with Jesus. He comes bringing peace and division. That is the effect. So let's examine how this is and what it means for your life and for mine. The greatest problem in our world is sin. Sin divides. Sin separates. Sin separates us from God. Sin separates us from one another. Sin separates us from life. Sin literally kills. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Our God, however, took on human flesh and blood in the person of Jesus Christ in order to solve our sin problem. Jesus humbled himself, the Bible says, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Jesus went to the cross to pay the debt of your sin and the debt of my sin. He went to pay the debt we owed for our rebellion, our guilt, and our shame. And that the Heavenly Father accepted Christ's payment for our sin is proven by his resurrection from the dead. And we can be certain, yes, you and I can be certain right now that Jesus' sacrifice was for us because of our baptism. At the font, we were united with Christ in his death and raised with Christ in his resurrection. That means when Christ died, we died. When Christ rose, we rose. Jesus' sacrificial death and triumphant resurrection from the dead brings us peace with God. Peace with our Heavenly Father. Listen to how St. Paul describes this in Romans chapter 5. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. So today we can rejoice. We are reconciled to God by the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood he shed on the cross. We also are reconciled to each other as we share the blood, the forgiveness of Jesus Christ with one another. What's more, we can rejoice today that Jesus has blessed us with his Holy Spirit, who works through God's holy word and the sacraments, including the sacrament of the altar, to empower us to love the Lord our God with all our heart and to love our neighbor as ourselves. So Jesus brings peace. Peace between us and God. Peace between us, between one another. And now we are called to live new lives for Christ. It sounds so easy, doesn't it? Not so fast. You see, we continue to live in a sin-fallen world. A world where the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, and he seeks to tempt you and me to stop following Jesus. He tempts us to go our own direction. Not to live in accordance with God's holy word, but to have things our own way. And he's tempted many in our world this way. As a result, now we live in a sin-fallen world where the devil has convinced many that truth is relative and therefore there no longer are moral absolutes. So the Ten Commandments are merely 10 suggestions, right? We live in a world today that tells us that everyone's free to do whatever they want to do, whatever seems right in his or her own eyes. That's why. The devil has convinced many in our world also that all roads lead to heaven. Therefore, Jesus isn't the only way to God. You see, our world would amend your banner. Instead of it saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life, it would say, I am a way. A truth, a life. It's all up for grabs. Doesn't matter what you believe, our world says, as long as you're sincere. Wow. When it comes to Jesus, there is great division. Some believe he's the only way to God. Some believe it's up for grabs. Some believe that we're called to follow his holy will and his holy ways. Some today believe we can do whatever we want. Some believe he's called us to repentance and faith. Others believe there's no need to repent. Jesus brings division. That is the effect. And this division has even entered the Christian church. You see, there are many people in the church today that have rejected Christ's call to repentance and faith, and consequently have changed or manipulated the message of God's word in order to accommodate sinful choices and accommodate sinful lifestyles. Yes, in many churches today, the message of law and gospel, sin and grace, has been watered down so that Jesus' call to repentance won't offend anyone. Now, should we be surprised that this is happening in our world? Not really. God warned us it would happen. God warned us it would happen through the Apostle Paul. Read 2 Timothy sometime, and in chapter 4, you'll come across these words. For the time is coming, this is God warning you, the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. People of God, we live in a world today where many refuse to call sin, sin. We live in a world today where you and I and our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren are constantly tempted to compromise our Christian faith and our Christian values so that we won't have to be uncomfortable in our world. Today's text, then, is a wake-up call. Jesus comes to us who are tempted to turn away from him and follow after the ways of our sin-filled world. And he proclaims, "Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." Jesus wants you and me to recognize that taking up our crosses and following him often means going against our culture and the ways of our world. For Jesus didn't come into our world to embrace sin, but to defeat sin, death, and the power of the devil. Therefore, Jesus calls all sinners to repent. And that includes you, and that includes me. Jesus calls us to repent and turn from our sin. In Mark 1, Jesus says, "Repent and believe the gospel." Jesus calls us to trust in him and to follow his holy will and his holy ways and to remain faithful to him and to his holy word until death. And then what does he promise in Revelation 2? "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Eternal life in heaven. Jesus brings division. So will being countercultural be easy? Will remaining faithful to Christ and his uncompromising word in our sinful culture be easy? Nope. Will this bring conflict and division into our families, our neighborhoods, and our lives? Most likely. Will some people call us Jesus freaks or religious fanatics? Probably. After all, that's what Jesus warned us about when he said, "Do you think I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, in one house, there will be five divided, three against two, and two against three." Jesus is saying, taking up your cross and following me isn't always going to be easy. Jesus and his message is called repentance and is called to trust in him alone for salvation divides. Yet we have reason for hope. Jesus will never, ever leave us or forsake us. He will strengthen us to follow him and live for him even when it is not easy. He will strengthen you to stand up and be counted for him through the sacrament of the altar. He will strengthen you through his holy word, the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. Yes, Jesus will strengthen us to take up our cross and follow him, even in the face of division, even in the face of conflict. He will strengthen us with his word. Words like 1 Corinthians 15, in which Jesus, or God, says to you today, be steadfast. Yes, people of God, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. May God strengthen each and every one of us to take up our cross and follow Jesus, even when it isn't easy. Today, tomorrow, and always. Amen. And now may the